can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host on this one, Ariane, and I'm here with the gorgeous Heidi.
Oh, thank you.
We are going to be talking about A Star Is Born, that new movie that just came out with, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I did not know that was Lady Gaga.
Really?
When I saw the...
She wasn't wearing a meat dress?
No, I know, right? I'm not really the biggest fan of Lady Gaga, and she wears just like a lot of crazy stuff. So when the trailers were up and they showed her, I'm like, who is that girl? Because she hardly wears any makeup in it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I didn't recognize her. And then I was like looking at it. I'm like, no, that's Lady Gaga.
Right. I feel like I never look at her face.
Right.
Until this movie. And I was like, wow, that is your face.
Exactly.
That's what you look like.
Exactly. Yep. That's how I felt. Because her outfits or her hair just speaks volumes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, this movie just barely came out yesterday. It was yesterday, the 5th? No.
The 4th. I think
so
it was the 4th?
It came out October 5th. From what it says, it released October 5th.
Okay.
That's not yesterday for whoever's listening.
Yeah, so sorry. October 5th.
October 5th.
2018.
Director was Bradley Cooper. He directed it, which was crazy to me. He did such a good job.
Yeah. So he directed and he
acted.
Starred.
Yeah. I guess starred in one of let's see, cast. Lady Gaga played Allie. Mm-hmm. Bradley Cooper played the lead guy, Jackson Maine, and Sam Elliott, who has just a beautiful voice. I love his voice. plays Jackson's brother Bobby.
Yep. Yeah, he
Bradley
did a great
Cooper.
Job.
Yeah, I could listen to them talk all day. Like, seriously, when they were talking to each other, I just closed my eyes and I'm like, yes, just keep talking, because I don't know, I'm a fan of like the deep voices, and it's kind of the slow, raspy.
The deep. Like, they definitely sounded like country stars.
Oh yeah. I was like, yes, keep talking. If you guys don't know, this is a remake, and so I don't know how many of you know, but it's about an already famous, singer, Jackson Maine, who's played by Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And this version, he's a country star.
Yeah, country star, which I don't know. It didn't really, it felt a little bit country to me, anyway, he stumbles upon Lady Gaga, who plays Allie, in just kind of this trans cheap bar. It was like trans night where they get to, drag queens.
Yep.
And it was that. I liked that. But she got to sing with all those. He ended up being there and kind of seeing her. And he kind of just brings her on the road with him a little bit. They kind of hang out, start to, feel each other's vibe, get to like each other, and he basically helps her career just start off kick off, which was awesome.
Yeah, and this was the same story. There have been three previous versions of A Star Is Born, and it's the same kind of story, like a big star, and then he finds like this younger musician, and her career kind of takes off.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The guy has issues.
Yeah,
like that.
He is definitely battling inner struggles or demons or whatever, like in it. And I thought he did such an amazing job at that role. I heard a lot of people saying, I can't see Bradley Cooper playing like a drug addict or a drunk or anything like that. He does so good.
Yeah. I was impressed by both him and Lady Gaga. And I feel like they picked country correctly, because if I'm thinking of a genre of music where you can sing and be drunk, I'm probably either like country or mumble rap. So
exactly. You know,
and he played it so well. Like his, I didn't even recognize his voice, not even just when he was singing, but when he was talking.
I
didn't even recognize his voice. I thought he did it so well. Mm-hmm. He sounded like a country star, but he also sounded, you know, like he definitely was a drunk.
You could
tell. And he played that so well. It was so convincing.
Oh, yeah.
And for it was like so convincing. I don't know. I guess like Bradley Cooper wasn't there as much for me anymore.
He wasn't.
He disappeared into
the
role.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He played that character so amazing. Jackson Maine is just all like, who? Bradley who?
Right. And because he had like the long hair that was kind of scraggly and
the scruffy beard.
Yeah.
He looked really good with that.
Yeah. He pulled it off.
Oh, yeah.
He disappeared into it for sure.
Yeah. I think he did a great job. Watching the previews, I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this movie. It just looks stupid. It's just not my kind of film that, you know, I would typically watch.
Right.
But I really liked it a lot more than I expected it to be.
I had a similar experience, which makes me feel like I'm not a good, like, drama movie goer.
I know.
Like, I'm just avoiding the heartfelt movie, the famous one. But I felt that, too. And then when I went into the theater, I went to, like, a matinee showing, and it was, like, me, this, like, other older couple, like, one, like, looked like an exchange student trying to escape the heat.
Yeah.
And then, like, another old couple, and then, like, these two older ladies, like, hanging out in the afternoon, you know, who were, like, retired. So I'm like, this is not my crowd.
Right.
Like, I don't think I fit in here. And then the lights dimmed, and then the movie started, and I was skeptical for, like, maybe 10 minutes, and then that all went away.
Right.
And it completely disappeared, and I was like, I was so wrong. I was so wrong.
That's how I felt. I went in the middle of the night. Well, not the middle of the night. It was like 9:45.
Yeah.
I just felt like the movie was long, though.
It was long.
I feel like what was said through the movie could have been shrunken down to an hour and a half. This movie's like 2 hours and 20
it
minutes.
It is long.
2 hours, 15 minutes.
It did feel long. Not because I think the story was bad, but it felt long. And I know that like the earlier version, like the 1976 version, is also long.
Yeah, that one is. Because I looked at that and it was hard for me to try and get into that one. Because we were going to compare
long.
Both of those. Yeah, 2 hours, 20 minutes. What I really liked was the chemistry between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Like, it looked like they've been known each other for years.
It was like they have been in love forever.
Yeah. I was like, I've never seen Lady Gaga play in a movie before.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this was like her
This was her first movie role. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she has there's a documentary about her
that
is out. And I've seen like little bits and pieces of that. And something that I really like about Lady Gaga is she can get completely, like, I'm a pretty big Lady Gaga fan. And she can get very, like, glammed up and, like, have all the, like, crazy dresses and outfits.
Yeah.
But then in some of the other, like, clips of in her documentary or just, like, photos of her, like, she is not afraid to look like how she looks at times.
Right.
Like, in the
like
movie.
Like, her natural self.
Her natural self. You know, like, she does dye her hair, but there were, like, times I'd see her and it's like, oh, your makeup's not on point, or like your hair looks messy or whatnot.
Yeah.
And she kind of looked like that at times in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked so like authentically just a person, like authentically a singer. And I think that is Lady Gaga too. You know, like Lady Gaga has her different sides.
Oh yeah, of course. And I feel like she tells people that too.
She does. Because she's trying to be a pop star.
Exactly.
You know, but she also knows of the songwriter that's underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I felt that was believable.
My thing is, I didn't know if the songs in that were original.
Oh,
or did they come from the older movies?
No, I don't think so. I don't think all of the songs in this were the songs from the old movie.
Okay.
There are some new songs. And because in, like, the 76 version, the main character, the guy, Jackson Maine, who also goes by a different name.
Norman something.
John Howard?
John Norman Howard, yeah.
So he's a rock star, not necessarily a country star.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that it's just, like, different types of music. And the Judy Garland one is definitely different.
Yeah.
Like, the music is very different.
What was that, 50s?
Yeah, it's very different. So I think they did write new music for this, but it's kind of similar, I think, in some style to, like, the Barbra Streisand. Like, there are some ballads and
duets.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. Oh, my gosh. It just blew my mind how much I liked it from when I went in. And I was like, this is going to be horrible. I got to stay here for 2.5 hours and just waste my time on a movie I'm not going to like. But
right.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought that, too.
Yeah, the story was great. I really liked the storyline, the love, the romance in it. I liked how they more so, what's the word, showed the relationship aspect, not the, you know, music and up and coming, you know, what you got to do for all the music and the They showed a little bit because when, like, they show her in, you know, her dance class or something like
that. Yeah, like she's becoming a pop star.
Exactly. Yeah. But they don't really touch, they don't dive into it.
Right.
It's, like, mostly about how she feels, how he feels, their relationship, the struggles, the ups and downs. And they had some really cute moments, too.
They did. Yeah. So, there were some moments that I would say there were times when I wasn't quite sure how much time had passed.
Yeah.
Like, there were some moments where I was like, how long have they been in a relationship? Like, how long did it take her to become a pop star? Like, how long were they on tour? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very, very minor thing. Like, I wouldn't say that takes away much from the movie.
No.
But it was something that I noticed.
Yeah.
Especially because I think, like, in the older version, Barbara Streisand's character, who is, like, Esther Hoffman, she wants to marry John Howard. And she, like, asks him to marry her. And it felt like that happened very quickly in that film. And I didn't necessarily feel that way. Because I think, like, what you were saying is they focused on the relationship.
Right.
So I felt like their relationship seemed established and, like, solid. And probably because of the chemistry they had.
Right.
It didn't feel rushed or, like, weird that it was just, like, happening. Although there was a scene when it felt rushed.
Yeah, exactly.
But you'll see when you watch the film.
Exactly.
But that I feel like fit the movie and fit the characters
The scene too, because that's, you feel like that would happen at that moment. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and it didn't feel that weird. But there were a few moments of, like, a little bit of timing that I wasn't quite sure on.
Right.
But again, I don't think that's a big issue at all. And I also did appreciate how they didn't go too deep into her climb to stardom.
Exactly.
And it just kind of, like, happened, and you just see bits and pieces of it.
Right. Exactly. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about more A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are still talking about the newly released A Star Is Born, released this year. So I want to keep talking about Bradley Cooper because I thought he was amazing. The way his voice was in it, like, totally didn't even sound like Bradley Cooper, was what you mentioned earlier. You couldn't even tell it was, like, he played the role so well.
Yeah, I agree.
So well. I heard that he went and followed a country band or something just to get the vibe of being, like, all on stage and, you know, the lead person for, like, a month.
Wow.
And was talking to, like, the lead singer. I wish I knew. I was just talking with my sister about this morning, and she was...
It wasn't like a Tim McGraw?
No, it was like a full band.
Oh, okay.
And they had a lead singer, and he wanted to kind of really get in there and, you know, do that. And I also heard that him and Lady Gaga spent a lot of time together before the show so they can build up their chemistry, which apparently it didn't take long.
I actually watched this movie, and I'm like, is Bradley Cooper married? Like, I almost was like, their relationship is almost too
believable. Like, it's real. Yeah.
And I did see them, like, before A Star Is Born was released, like, on the big screen. I saw them go to, like, some of the other festivals, abroad, like, in Europe and whatnot.
Right.
Like, they maybe went to Connors. I don't know. But I saw them with other releases in Europe.
Okay. And to promote it?
To promote it, yeah. Okay. And they were doing some red carpet stuff. And like in all the... I mean, maybe this is just because this is like E! News trying to like...
Yeah,
stir
hype
up
it
whatever
up or something.
But like they were always like holding hands, and like there was one part where they like arrived in car or like on a boat or something.
Oh, wow.
And he like helped her off and like held her hand, and they like walked the carpet together.
Oh, that's such a gentleman.
And I'm like, part of me's like, I would totally believe that they're just really close friends,
right?
For sure, at least. But I'm like, I wonder if that's something.
If they
I don't
got
know.
Something on the
now
side.
Now I feel like they just made the media made me think this. But
yeah,
it, their relationship was so believable.
It really was. It really was. I also watched a interview that they had, mm-hmm. to where they said that to get into their characters, and I feel like it was a lot of method, because he was saying to her, I really need to look at you as an actor, not the pop singer.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And she had to flip it around to him and be like, I need to really look at you as a country singer, not this great actor. So I was like, that's a good way to do it. You know
right.
what I mean? It's because they're in real life, their roles are reversed. She's the pop singer and all this stuff. He's just the actor. But to do it like that and really kind of get a feel for the characters, I thought they did a really, really good job.
Right. I would say I looked at Bradley Cooper and saw more of the character.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is a little bit harder for me to not see Lady Gaga, because she's just like
so,
an icon,
oh,
you
yeah.
know?
And she's so bold with who
she
is.
She
anyway.
Is,
and,
exactly,
and
yeah.
That's awesome, but...
Yeah, so that was a little bit harder for me to see.
Mm.
But also what I noticed, like, when I was looking at her, because again, this was definitely a movie where they had a lot of closer shots of her face.
Yeah, they
and
did.
And I really saw her face. And one, I feel like she was very unafraid to just look whoever she wanted and really look
exactly.
like the character
and
play that. But her face to me almost did kind of look like Barbara Streisand's face. Like
a
the nose.
Bit. Yeah,
to
just
me.
A younger version.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that is amazing that they. They found someone to look like that.
Exactly.
And like how Barbara Streisand was also a musician, mm-hmm. and then was also doing movies as well. Or she's a singer and then was doing movies.
Yeah.
I thought they really did that well.
I give her much props on being able to just, you know, not care and being on a big screen, like mm-hmm. with not so much makeup on and just kind of the real her.
Mm-hmm.
On a side note with that is I seen an interview with Jennifer Aniston where she played a role where she had very limited makeup on, and she said she felt so scared and so insecure for people to just see the natural her.
Oh.
And so with Lady Gaga just coming out and just being like, you know, this is who I am.
Right.
Like, what was her one song? I was born this way or whatever. Like,
yeah, just her born this way.
I was like, go
for
ahead.
Sure.
Like, not a lot of people will do that.
Yeah.
You know?
It almost felt like, I know like it wasn't a movie and she's an actress, but it felt very authentic.
Exactly. Yeah.
For sure.
I think she did a good job.
Also, Bradley Cooper, he sang his songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was amazing.
And I didn't even know that until after. I was like, that's not him really singing. No, it is.
Was it him playing guitar?
I don't, you know, it looked like it.
I think
I don't know if they really.
Yeah, because he was really playing the guitar in the movie.
Was.
The character really was. And he was doing it well. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if. That wasn't
he
all him,
plays
for sure.
Such a good...
Yeah. Also,
like,
I think...
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything. Just everything.
I feel like the whole podcast is just me like, oh, God, it was so good.
Bradley!
You need to go see it.
Right?
But there was also, like, a lot of parts that were very touching and very believable. Just, I think, the way their relationship went. And also the relationship between Bradley Cooper's character and Sam Elliott's character.
Right, his brother.
Yeah, his brother. And I don't know. I believed it a lot. And like their relationship was so amazing. And
it really
authentic.
Was. It really was. read on one of his was Bradley Cooper would study like Southern accents and then would listen to Sam Elliott because Bradley Cooper asked Sam Elliott if he would play the part.
Oh.
Yeah. He approached him and was like, well, him being the director, he's
right.
I want you to play this part. So he approached him in like the most Southern Sam Elliott kind of way he could.
Yeah.
And that's when Sam Elliott accepted. I was just like, go ahead. There's a scene in there where I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but I mean, it's a remake, so whatever.
Yeah.
But Bradley Cooper says to Sam Elliott, and they're having a brotherly argument.
Yeah.
And Sam Elliott says to him, well, you just didn't, you were trying to figure out who you were, and that's why you stole my voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, he really did, though, because he sounds just like you. Yes. And that
Bradley
little,
Cooper actually stole Sam Elliott's voice.
And they played it so well, and that was one of the scenes where they were kind of arguing, but like not in such a overly dramatic, manly way. They were kind of just having words with each other, and I was like, you guys can still argue. You still sound amazing. Just keep talking. So, that didn't really bother me. The length,
It was long, but I also feel like A Star Is Born, like the other movies, are long.
Longer, too.
You know, so it's kind of a long story. Right. A lot happens.
I did feel like some of the scenes were unnecessary, though.
Oh, okay.
So, like, with Lady Gaga's friend who she worked with at the was it a restaurant?
It was like a restaurant.
And him just traveling with her and kind of, you know, I was just like, hey, you don't need that. I mean, I know that's your friend and you want to have somebody there with you, but...
Yeah. I was kind of actually glad they did that, because when they did that, I got the sense of what her relationship with Bradley Cooper's character was, you know, because if she was like, yeah, I'm totally going to go date him and go after him, she wouldn't take her friend.
Yeah.
You know, so I did.
That would kind of make her look like a gold digger or something like
that. Yeah, that'd be weird. But I did like how they did that. But I agree, there were some scenes when they're like traveling together that were a little long.
Yeah.
But I liked the idea that she brought her friend along.
Yeah. Like the one of them was when he was riding along with her and he played like a video of like the
drag queens at the bar.
Yeah. And they're like telling her, oh, we miss you, all this stuff. And I'm like, Kate, they could have did a different scene where she connects more with her friend. I feel like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Oh, I liked the part where his neighbor finds him outside. It's Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. Yeah. I was surprised actually to see Dave Chappelle in the movie, and he didn't play a big part.
No.
Like, it was kind of a small
just
part,
like a neighborly role.
Yeah, just a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was good too. I liked Dave Chappelle, and that after that was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So.
Also, they have a dog in the movie that is so cute.
It is, when they get the dog, and then the dog grows, like, you see, like, how they show the dog
grow. You see the dog grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I thought
cute.
That was cute. And they didn't live, like, this super fancy lifestyle. Their little house was so cute and just, like, really homey.
Yeah, and he felt like a country star with the tiny house. And I know, like, that kind of happened, not a tiny house, but a smaller house. I know that was kind of similar to, like, the Barbra Streisand film, where, like, they build a house together, kind of. Where they feel at home together, and that was really adorable.
Yeah, I liked the relationship that they showed with Lady Gaga and the guy who plays her dad too. It's like the father daughter relationship. Yeah. That was super cute, and all his friends that I'm sure you know they were there to help raise her because they were all there in the house.
Yeah.
And
it also, when I mean, this is not super important, but were they in New York? In the beginning of the film, like, where did she live?
I thought it was New York.
Because I know Lady Gaga also lived in New York, and she kind of has...
California?
I'm not sure.
I'm lost.
No, because she had, like, her dad was, like, Italian. Like, there's definitely that, like, and she, like, was kind of speaking to him in that way that it was very real. Like, when she's with her dad, she kind of sounded more Italian, because that was sort of, like, their family relationship.
Right.
You know, and I really, like, bought that. Uh-huh. And then it almost sounded like some of her, like, New York kind of came out in, like, those moments when she's talking to her father. But it was
definitely
very sweet.
The protective in it, too. It's like, I'm here. I have to take care of you. You guys don't clean. We need to get this handled.
Yeah,
what is going on?
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. And I also felt like Bradley Cooper was very likable in this film.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he was a character that you could hate as well.
Right.
Because of some of the self-destructive tendencies. But I didn't. It was like a sympathetic kind of thing.
Right. Or empathy anyway.
Empathy.
If you've never really been there or been that close to someone who has like an addiction of any sort or a battle with, you know, mental, because you could totally tell that he was battling himself mentally.
Yes.
Excuse me, mentally.
I liked how they portrayed that as well. And I agree. Like, if you don't know someone who's been through that, there is, like, you can at least feel bad for him in a sense. Even if you're not, like, living it, you know, even if you're not like empathetically like,
right.
I've been there.
One thing that I didn't quite understand is how his hearing and if she knew about it.
Oh.
Because it's like they never talk about him telling her about his hearing and it's just like gets worse.
Yeah.
And
I feel like she had to know, but it was not something that they focused on, maybe.
But it was definitely bothering him, though. So I feel like they should have had a moment where they discussed it and, you know.
Right. I mean, that would have just made the movie longer. Oh, gosh,
it was so long.
What was it like? Tinnitus?
I don't even know.
The thing in his. Yeah. So it's like when you hear a tone in your ears. Yeah.
Right. We're going to take another quick break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about A Star Is Born and other, and we'll relate it to the older one too. Mm-hmm.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We're still talking about A Star Is Born, and we're going to go into a little bit about comparing to a little bit of comparing into the older one, the 1976
one? Yeah.
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 So just a recap, like I really liked the newer one. Mm-hmm. I like Bradley Cooper, right. I like Lady Gaga, you know, Sam Elliott was great in it. The one in set 1976 stars Barbra Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. Gary Busey is in there, I think, as his
brother.
Is it his brother or his manager in that one?
I couldn't remember.
But I watched bits and pieces of this one because it was just so hard for me to get into. I think it's just because it was so, it is so old, 76. I wasn't alive in 76. And just watching the quality of the movie.
Oh.
I couldn't really get into it. I'm like, this is so old, and this would never happen.
Do you like older movies?
I don't.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I don't. It's hard for me to get into them. And then I ruin movies for myself because I start picking them apart. I'm like, that wouldn't happen.
Like,
that
while
wouldn't
watching
be set. Yeah, that wouldn't be set there. You know what I mean? So it was really hard for me to get into it. But I really liked Barbra Streisand playing that part.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. I mean, this movie, A Star Is Born, like the story is definitely a classic story.
Oh, yeah. The story, you know? By itself.
Yeah. Because there's. Yeah, as we've said before, there are three older versions before
the
new 2018 version.
Yeah.
And there's like one with Judy Garland. And then there's one
super old
before that, I think like in the 20s or 30s.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's the original one, which is, again, like 20s or 30s. And that's not a musical. And then I think the Judy Garland one is a musical.
The first musical one.
Yeah, and then the Barbra Streisand one, I wouldn't say it's a musical. But, you know, kind of like how there are songs in it.
Right.
You know, and that one is older. I think, like, when I would talk to people about, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see A Star Is Born, people would be like, oh, I love the Barbra Streisand one. Or
right.
I really enjoyed the older versions because it's definitely a
classic
story.
Right.
You know, and I think it is a very good story framework.
Oh, yeah, it is. I agree. I never even heard of the story.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Yeah, when they were like, A Star is Born is coming out. I'm like, okay, first of all, what is that? And then they're like, it's a remake. I'm like, a remake of what? And they're like, A Star is Born. Like, what do you mean a remake of what? So I'm like, okay, I haven't heard of any of this at all. And I think I also ruined it for myself because I watched the new one first. And then I tried to go back and watch the old one, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it. It just doesn't feel the same, you know?
Yeah.
Just because I feel like the characters in the new one did such a great job.
Do you feel like Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson had chemistry?
I mean, somewhat, but...
Not
as much as Lady Gaga. And that's why I say I ruined it for myself, because Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper did such a great job. When you look back and you're just like, it's not believable.
I feel like people are just going to hate us for not liking the Barbra Streisand.
I know.
Version.
I'm sorry.
I have seen some of the musical numbers from the Judy Garland one, and they're very cute. You know, like, I love Judy Garland, and I enjoyed watching some of those musical numbers. But yeah, I know there were some parts about the Barbra Streisand version, I've also seen bits and pieces of that are similar to the 2018 version.
Yeah.
Like some of the story elements.
Yeah.
But yeah, like as I've said, like Kris Kristofferson plays John Howard, who is like the sort of alcoholic rock star. And he is a rock star, not a country star. And there were just like some scenes of him performing that I personally didn't think he sang as well as Bradley Cooper sang in this version. But obviously Barbra Streisand has a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, she's shown for sure in that.
She had his back on that one.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, she had him covered.
Yeah, I get you. What I really liked actually is what I noticed is they kind of took the story kind of framework from the 1976 one, but they kept like the character names and stuff kind of similar to the 1950s one.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I think the 1950s one, the one with Judy Garland, the dude's name was, or the dude, the lead, the lead in that one, his last name was Maine.
Oh,
just like
okay.
How in this one, the guy's name is Jackson Maine. So
okay.
I kind of feel like they kept that just to keep it all in the same, you know, and combine all of them. But I really liked that part of it all. But if any of you want to go out and watch the new one, you won't be, you know, disappointed at all.
No, you should definitely go see it.
Right. And even if you don't know anything about it and you just feel like, oh, it's not your kind of movies, like both of me and Heidi said, is it was not what we expected, and we liked it more than, you know, what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So. And also, I would say it's very touching. And at the end of the movie, when, you know, like I went into the theater thinking that I wasn't going to like it. And then when I went to the restroom afterwards, all the stalls were filled with people who were in the theater, and they were all like sniffling and like blowing their noses. And I'm like, it really got me.
Right. And it has a range too, because there are moments where you just all like want to sit there and cry because you can relate. And that's what I like about it, too, is it's very relatable to, you know, a normal relationship. I don't want to say normal, but anybody else's relationship that, you know, they struggle with the back and forth. I wouldn't say not all relationships struggle with, you know, some form of addiction or anything like that. But definitely the, you know, the struggle of keeping your relationship together.
Yeah. And some of like the baggage that an individual can bring into a relationship.
Yeah.
And yeah. And also, I just want to say, like, the older A Star is Born, which I believe from was, like, 54.
Oh, okay.
So that means they, like, made a way earlier version and then brought it back with Judy Garland a musical, which definitely fits 54.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I understand why they keep bringing it back.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. Don't bring it back for another, like, 20 years.
Yeah, let the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper one live for a while.
But yeah, exactly. But it was good. It was better than what I expected. Mm-hmm. Same with Heidi. We liked it. Check it out for yourself if you're into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Bradley Cooper was amazing. Lady Gaga was amazing.
And the soundtrack will be great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll
you
be
can,
spectacular.
Yeah, you can play that all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through. It was so good.
For sure.
But thank you for listening to the GSMC Movie Podcast. Join us next time for more movie talk.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.